Good afternoon. This is the Midday News for today, Monday, September 4th, 2017. I am Richie Ferrol. Here are your headlines. Roseau North MP Danny Lugay says United Workers Party will not participate in more elections without voter ID cards. Guyana and Suriname to participate in First Islamic Corporation OIC Science and Technology Summit in Kazakhstan. And United States urge UN Security Council to impose strongest possible measures on North Korea after its latest nuclear test. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. More details coming up.
It's the Courts Home Event. Shop today and complete your kitchen, your dining room, and your entertainment room. Shop using Ready Finance. It's easy, affordable, and flexible credit. Plus, you pay nothing down on purchases 24 months and over. So come in today and get great deals to complete your home at the Courts Home Event. Courts, bringing value home.
Back to school time again, and those costs are adding up. Fast Cash wants to help you take care of all your back to school needs. It's simple. Just apply in store or online for a consumer loan and earn weekly chances to win a tablet for back to school. Terms and conditions apply. For more information, visit our branches at Roseau and Portsmouth or call us at 448-3278 or 445-5257. Smarter, faster, better, Fast Cash.
Here's what's making news. In recent times, Dominica's Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit categorically stated he has not received any recommendations or proposals from the United Workers Party or the Dominica Freedom Party. Public Relations Officer of the United Workers Party, Nicholas George, is calling on Chairman of the Electoral Commission, Gerald Burton, to acknowledge the receipt of the United Workers Party's recommendations regarding electoral reform, which according to George were sent and addressed to Dominica's Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit and the Electoral Commission sometime last year.
I think the letter from the leader of the opposition, Honorable Lex Linton, went to the chairman of the Electoral Commission on the 18th of August last year, stipulating what the conditions are under which the opposition wishes the reform to take place. We hear recently the Prime Minister saying that he's not seen that. Well, probably he shouldn't see it. It wasn't sent to him. But I think by now it has been sent to him because we took an executive decision or decision at our executive meeting that it be sent to him. But what is interesting is we know that the chairman of the commission is out there in the public speaking on those issues. I haven't heard him declare that he in fact received correspondence from the leader of the opposition. But he's out there promoting the fact that he received documentations for amendments to the law from the Prime Minister's office. And he discussed it with the Attorney General. So the issue again of integrity and honesty comes up. Why is it the chairman of the Electoral Commission has not gotten the courtesy in him to write to the leader of the opposition acknowledging receipt of a correspondence from the leader of the opposition, which is 1 year ago?
MP for the Roseau North constituency, Daniel Lugay, says the United Workers Party executive and its supporters will not participate in any more elections without the implementation of voter ID cards. Lugay believes residency requirements are deliberately overlooked by the DLP government in order to secure more votes for the Labour Party during general elections. Mr. Lugay says all requirements must be met by persons before they are allowed to vote in elections in Dominica.
Never again should we have an election in Dominica without the use of voter ID cards. We stick into that. We would like voter ID cards and we would like cleansing of the list. And cleansing of the list does not mean that people from the Electoral Commission or the election office fly to France or fly to the US or fly to the capital to have certain people who they know already, to confirm them. What we need is a cleansing of the list. People must meet the qualifying criteria by ensuring that they spend 3 months in their constituency to ensure that they meet the standards as is explained in the laws of Dominica.
Weather reports at 6 a.m. today, Monday, September 4th, 2017, anticipated improved conditions across Dominica during today, but deteriorating conditions can be expected by tonight as Hurricane Irma approaches the area, resulting in an increase in cloudiness and showers, gusty winds, and isolated thunderstorms. At 5 a.m., Hurricane Irma was located near latitude 16.9 degrees north and longitude 52.3 degrees west, or about 625 miles east of the Leeward Islands, and is moving west-southwest at 14 miles per hour. Maximum sustained winds remain near 115 miles per hour. The center of Hurricane Irma is projected to move over or just northeast of the northern Leeward Islands by Tuesday into Wednesday. However, feeder bands are expected to begin to affect Dominica by tonight. According to Acting National Disaster Coordinator Fitzroy Pascal, the Office of Disaster Management, ODM, is calling on the general public to continue with preparedness activities as Hurricane Irma continues to move closer towards the Leeward Islands and northern Windwards. At present, the center of Hurricane Irma is expected somewhere near the islands of Antigua and Barbuda. The hurricane is about 3 days away from the islands. Nonetheless, all residents in Dominica are warned to complete all preparations and continue to closely monitor the progress of Irma.
The Office of Disaster Management is calling on the general public to continue with preparedness activities as Hurricane Irma continues to move closer towards the Leeward Islands and northern Windwards. At present, the center of Hurricane Irma is expected somewhere near the islands of Antigua and Barbuda. The hurricane is about 3 days away from the islands. Nonetheless, all residents in Dominica are warned to complete all preparations and continue to closely monitor the progress of Irma. The ODM, together with the local Met Service, will continue to keep the public updated. As a precaution, fishermen, especially those in the north, should consider suspending fishing activities by Monday, September 4, 2017, and secure all gears since high seas are expected. Shelter managers are advised to secure keys to shelters and be prepared to open those shelters if asked to do so by the Office of Disaster Management. All subcommittees should have plans in place in the event of a response to Irma. Residents should not wait until the final hour to purchase required commodities, that is, dried food, water, and other basic emergency supplies.
A LEAT advisory has indicated that the impending passage of Hurricane Irma may affect several destinations in its network. Official sources indicate Hurricane Irma is expected to move over or near the northeastern Leeward Islands. LEAT says it will continue to monitor the official advisories and will advise passengers of any changes to its operation. Passengers who wish to call Antigua from any other countries can call or dial 1-268-480-5601. Passengers who have flights over the next week, 4th to the 11th September, to islands north of Dominica that may be in the projected path will be allowed to make changes to their reservations. LEAT says it will waive all fees for these changes over the next week. Passengers are urged to contact LEAT's call center toll-free from destinations in the Caribbean at 1-888-844-LEAT, which is 5428, for rebooking at their earliest convenience. Guyana and Suriname will participate in the first Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, Science and Technology Summit in Astana, Kazakhstan, from September 7th to 11th, 2017. The meeting will discuss scientific and technical issues and strategies for the next 10 years. A three-member delegation will travel to Kazakhstan from Guyana to represent President David Granger. The names of the delegation members have not yet been finalized. And the United States convoy to the United Nations has urged the Security Council to take the strongest possible measures against North Korea after its latest nuclear test. The time has come to exhaust all diplomatic means before it is too late, Nikki Haley told an emergency meeting of the council in New York. She also warned the countries which did business with the North that they were aiding their nuclear ambitions. Reports suggest the North is preparing new test missile launches. Ms. Haley said North Korean leader Kim Jong-un had shown through his actions that he was begging for war. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of our headlines. Roseau North MP Danny Lugay says UWP will not participate in more elections without voter ID cards. Guyana and Suriname to participate in First Islamic Corporate OIC Science and Technology Summit in Kazakhstan. And U.S. urge United Nations Security Council to impose strongest possible measures on North Korea after its latest nuclear test. The news was brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. If you missed any of our newscasts, log on to our website at q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. For any breaking story or latest development, send us your iReports via text or WhatsApp message. The numbers are 615-1426 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire news team, I am Richie Farrell.